An often told story in Ukrainian lore is, during the First World War, a man full of bravado goes to his wife and says, "I'm leaving for war, a great warrior. I will maybe shoot a few people and return home to a great parade." And the wife says, "But what if someone shoots you? Why should they shoot me? What have I done to them?" The perspective of an egocentric personality is not to see the damage that we do to others, but to be very sensitive to the pain that others inflict upon us. The thief hates when people steal from him. The person who lies hates when people lie to him. And to be fair, I should use her. We need to be sensitive to what we do, especially when it comes to other people. From the time we are young, we sometimes take advantage of people's weaknesses and their struggles, and we laugh at them from kindergarten on, and we make fun of them. But we don't realize that what we are doing is actually something very serious. We are enjoying someone else's pain. When you laugh, when you say he deserved it, she should have had that happen to them. Anytime you take joy in someone else's pain, it should be a warning sign to you that something is wrong. All of us like to be thought of as sensitive, as caring people, of wanting to save stray dogs and fallen birds, which is a noble thing. But sometimes to one another, when we fall out of our nest, when we stray as human beings, often the only reaction that we get is a chuckle, a snicker, a subtle satisfaction that, boy, I'm glad he got his due. It's funny, but it's dangerous. Be careful of friends that laugh at other people because they will laugh at you. And when we train our children and raise our children, wouldn't it be better when someone hurts us, goes through a painful time, that you say to your child, "Now we should pray for them, perhaps even do something good for them, and maybe by accident we might become Christians"? It could happen if we took seriously those subtle behaviors that become entrenched in our lives by habit that we don't become aware of because they come upon us gradually. So the next time you are in pain, accept that as a great gift to make you sensitive to the weakness and the pains of other people. And if, God forbid, you or I see someone and you have that temptation to rejoice in their pain, say to yourself, "That is not the kind of human being I want to become." Because every time we do that, we sully the heart that wants to love someone dear to us. You can never love people properly if you hate anyone improperly. You have to gradually change that and take joy when the person you may have called your enemy becomes better. The person who did something bad to you has something happen good to them. Enjoy the accomplishments and joys of other people. Pray for them when something bad happens to them. And your greatest reward will be that you will become more sensitive to the people you love and understand God better, who cares for everyone because everyone is His child. Slava Isusu Christu.